A plan for the future of Mill Lake Park in Abbotsford has been further fine-tuned and includes retaining and replacing the boardwalk, widening the lake loop, and adding two permanent stages, a multi-purpose arts building, a nine-hole disc golf course, and an off-leash dog area. Council voted on Tuesday, May 27, to send the draft Mill Lake Park Master Plan to the third of four stages, community consultation, before the document is finalized. The plan has been in the works since 2021 and will provide a framework for the development and management of the park over the next 20 years. The city in October 2023 presented three concept plans for the park, portions of which included the removal of the boardwalk and the outdoor pool. But following public input, the plans have been revised and now include keeping Centennial Pool and the boardwalk. The draft master plan breaks the components into four phases over 20 years. Phase 1 includes removing the North Ball Diamond on Mill Lake Road and finding another city site to relocate it, adding the new dog park and disc golf course, relocating the Horseshoe Club to another area of the park and moving lawn bowling off-site. The second phase includes adding a permanent covered stage with terraced seating and a new playground on the north side, upgrading portions of the lake loop and replacing the boardwalk. Phase 3 includes retaining Centennial Pool and adding a new spray park and playground on the west side. The fourth and final phase involves adding a new multi-purpose arts, culture and community building and a new outdoor classroom. Other aspects of the plan include removing existing parking lots and adding new ones, improving park entrances, relocating washrooms, expanding the forest canopy and developing water cleansing ponds and channels. Concerns that arose at Tuesday's council meeting included the inclusion of the disc golf course in the southeast corner of the park. "I'm still a little skeptical that, with those discs flying in the air, how much control there is and is it people-friendly? How many users of the park will be in the near vicinity where those discs are flying?" said Cown. Dave Lawen. Cown. Les Barkman also said he has some reservations about disc golf being included. Senior planner Mitch Combe said the course is meant to be small and family-friendly, and not a tournament 18-hole golf course. Cown. Simon Gibson proposed an amendment to the main motion, to send the draft plan to the community consultation stage, to exclude the proposed cultural center and permanent stages from the scope of the Mill Lake Park Master Plan. "I'm in favor of a verdant, passive and welcoming Mill Lake Park, protecting nature and the tree canopy and open space. But these expensive structures will significantly compromise a natural state of our beautiful park, which has been our premier urban park for 68 years," he said. Cown. Patricia Ross said Simon's motion was not valid at this time. "I don't want to take anything off the table before we send this out to the public and get their opinion," she said. Gibson's motion was voted down. Mayor Ross Siemens and Cowns. Patricia Dreesen, Mark Warkentin and Kelly Shahal also spoke, all saying they were in favor of moving the plan to the next phase. "There are still a few components that I'm not entirely in line with, but I think it's a really strong and thoughtful document, and it's a very good reflection of what many of our residents want to see Mill Lake be, which is continuing to evolve as a vibrant urban park where people can be active and come together as a gathering space," Dreesen said. Council voted to move the plan to the next stage, with Barkman and Gibson voting against. Cown. Dave Sidhu was not in attendance. The full draft Mill Lake Park Master Plan can be viewed online at letstalkabbotsftord.ca.